Well, I'm joined now by John Carlisle from the Tobacco Manufacturers Association and Professor Gerard Hastings of the University of Strathclyde, who's in Dunblane. Professor Hastings, the government takes tax, as you heard the Vice-Chancellor of Nottingham say, we take the money. What's wrong with that?
Oh, this is a very, very sad day. What BAT is not a philanthropic organisation. As the report said, what they're trying to do is buy some sort of spurious respectability, and Nottingham University has been foolish enough and immoral enough to sell it to them. It's a great shame.
A sad day for universities, and you're just trying to buy respectability. Few enough people will take your money.
I find this quite extraordinary. Certainly, as you said in your introductory remarks, universities take taxpayers' money, some of which, of course, come from smokers. And if we're in a basis of actually saying where the money comes from, then perhaps they should refuse that. I've offered money as an individual to the cancer research campaign. I told them that I work for the tobacco industry. Were they willing to take a cheque from me in part of their charity appeals? They said yes, they were. They didn't refuse it. I just cannot understand what the fuss is about. This is a large university, a large company, offering money which the university have actually accepted.
I suppose the problem is labelling it tobacco money. Is it for you, Professor?
The problem is that it's just another form of marketing. As the report said, as the industry becomes more and more constrained by bans on conventional marketing, it will use any means it can to get some sort of respectability. And the industry is uniquely pernicious. It kills one in two of its long-term customers. To have an organisation like that sponsoring a centre for ethical business is just laughable, if it were not so sad.
That is the core of the argument, isn't it? I mean, here is a seat of learning where young people are about to go out into life. The last thing they need is some tobacco company trying to persuade them that they're in some way an ethical and interesting business.
No one's trying to persuade anybody anything. This money has been offered by a very large international company and been accepted by the university. Obviously, the university needs the money. The university have total control as to how that money is spent and where it goes, and they willingly accepted it in the same way that Professor Hastings accepts money from me as a member of the tobacco
industry. It's specifically targeted at a seat for ethical issues in business.
Well, that is a matter for the company.
Yours is the most unethical business on earth.
That is a matter for the company and the university.
Isn't it?
And this is a decision made by the university.
Well, we can laugh about it, but you're killing people left, right and centre, aren't you?
I'm not laughing about it. What I'm saying is that the university themselves make the decision how and where the money is spent.